AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Russian airstrike at a hospital in Mariupol hit a nerve.
The bombing of a maternity hospital is horrific. It's barbaric. I don't think anybody who saw that could not have been emotionally deeply impacted.
Psaki says the process has started to label it a war crime. In Poland, Vice President Kamala Harris says it should be labeled a war crime.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by, I don't know, a missile, a bomb? In an unprovoked, unjustified war? Where a powerful country is trying to take over another country, violate its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, for the sake of what? Nothing that is justified or provoked?
There were more talks between Ukraine and Russia today, but no agreement on ending the fighting. The CDC is developing guidance that will ease the nationwide mask mandate on airplanes, buses, and other mass transit next month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's all based on where you live.
If we're in Washington, D.C., and we're in a green zone or a yellow zone, you can make a clear assessment. If you're moving from one zone to another and you're picking people up from one zone to another, it's a little bit different, and that requires some consultation, which is what they're going to endeavor to do between now and April 18th.
Prosecutors in the trial of four men charged with planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer played for jurors covert recordings of two of the men mentioning the Democratic governor and speaking excitedly about taking action that would terrorize people. The Islamic State group confirmed for the first time its leader was killed in a U.S. strike in northwestern Syria last month. The militant group also named his successor. Propelled by surging costs for gas, food, and housing, consumer inflation jumped 7.9% over the last year, the sharpest spike since 1982. Stocks are lower. This is AP News. BTS usually has no problem getting a reaction, but the Korean group is asking audiences in advance to clap. The AP's Margie Zaralletta explains.
Why would BTS, one of the most popular groups in the world, need to ask audiences to clap? It's because they're asking audiences to just clap, not sing or chant, to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Normally, fans would scream when singer J-Hope introduces himself, but at their concert Thursday in Seoul, it sounded like this. Bandmate Suga asked fans to please kindly cheer silently and said this week's series of concerts will be unforgettable forever. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Two men became the first same-sex couple to marry in Chile under a new law. Engineer Javier Silva and dentist Jaime Nazar have been together for 7 years and have previously legalized their status as a couple under a civil union agreement. They have two adopted children. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.